This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A new development in the espionage case against a U.S. Navy sailor charged with giving information to China. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
A federal prosecutor told a judge that the mother of a U.S. Navy sailor who is charged with providing sensitive military information to China encouraged him to cooperate with a Chinese intelligence officer. In a federal court in San Diego, the prosecutor said that the mother of 22-year-old Jinxiao Wei told Wei that cooperating might help him get a job with the Chinese government someday. The judge ruled to keep Wei in federal custody without bond. Wei was one of two sailors arrested last week in California and accused of providing military information to China. Both have pleaded not guilty to the charges. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Japanese media report the country will start releasing wastewater from the Fukushima nuclear plant by the end of August. Paul Dickman, a U.S. nuclear advisor to the Japanese government, says though the water contains tritium, that is a natural element found in just about everything we eat or drink, and it'll be safe to discharge the water into the ocean.
The way that you deal with this, and we have constantly, is to discharge this either through evaporation into the air or discharge it into a water body, particularly if you're by the sea.
Japan plans to release the water over several years, diluting the tritium over time. China reports deflation for the first time since 2021. Consumer prices contracted last month for the first time in more than 2 years. Official data showed Wednesday as slowing domestic spending weighs on the country's post-COVID economic recovery. Consumer Price Index, the main gauge of inflation, fell 0.3% in July. The National Bureau of Statistics said having flatlined in June. This is VOA News. Member states of the United Nations called on Syria to comply with chemical weapons conventions after a UN official told the Security Council that there are information gaps on Syrian chemical weapons. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, said
the UN and OPCW's investigative mechanisms confirmed Syria used chemical weapons against its own people in 9 subsequent attacks.
Western nations have called on Syria to destroy its chemical weapons stockpiles. In Arizona, U.S. President Joe Biden announced a national monument designation for the greater Grand Canyon. AP's Ed Donahue.
The president says there is no national treasure as grander as the Grand Canyon.
This is God's cathedral.
The designation preserves about 1,500 square miles just outside Grand Canyon National Park.
Preserving these lands is good not only for Arizona, but for the planet.
The president says more than a dozen tribal nations lived on this land.
But some 100 years ago, they were forced out. That very act of preserving the Grand Canyon as a national park was used to deny indigenous people full access to their homeland.
Ranchers in Utah near the Arizona border say this will strip them of privately owned land. Other opponents say this won't help fight a lingering drought and could prevent thinning of forest and stop hunters from keeping wildlife populations in check. Ed Donahue, Washington.
European Union's Climate Change Service said Tuesday the global air and ocean temperature have reached new record highs in July of 2023, making it the highest month on record. The director, Carl Buontempo, told the Reuters news service that they saw this coming as the month began.
The first week of July has seen two extreme temperature events, and at that time, the Copernicus Climate Change Services referred back to these as being the warmest temperature ever recorded. Now, 3 weeks into the month, slightly more than that, we can say that not only the first week of July was the warmest on record, but the 3 weeks of July were the warmest on record.
And according to Copernicus Deputy Director Samantha Burgess, 2023 is currently the third warmest year to date at about 0.43 degrees Celsius above the recent average, with the average global temperature in July at 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial level. Scientists believe 2023 or 24 will end up as the hottest year in record books, surpassing 2016. Eager early adopters recently descended upon a Mexico City cafe where their eyes were scanned by a futuristic sphere, part of an ambitious project that ultimately seeks to create a unique digital identification for everyone on the planet. Mexico is one of the nearly 36 countries where participants are allowing the sphere outfitted with cameras and dubbed an orb to scan their iris. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.